Time for a look at the news for a Wednesday on the eve of the Amador County Fair. It's the 28th day of July for 2021. Well, to start the morning off, the California Independent System Operator has issued a statewide flex alert today from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. With higher than normal temperatures in the forecast for parts of Northern California, the power grid operator is predicting an increase in electricity demand, primarily from air conditioning use. The increase can make electricity supplies tight and cause strain on the power grid. Consumers are urged to conserve electricity by turning off unnecessary lights, delay using major appliances until after 9 p.m., and set air conditioning thermostats to 78 degrees or higher if your health permits. The conservation measures can help stabilize the power grid during this time of tight demand and supply and avoid any power interruptions.
Well, the Amador Water Agency Board of Directors has approved a rate increase for water services throughout its service area following a 3.5-hour public hearing last night. The approved rate change will raise both the usage and base monthly rate for retail customers throughout their service area, including the cities of Ione and Sutter Creek, as well as upcountry customers and those in Lake Comanche. Overall, the increase will boost AWA's revenue by a total 30%. In the example given in the AWA water study, a single-family home in a city that uses the average amount of water would see their bill increase from $59.15 to $74.89, or by about 26%. Exact increases would vary based on water usage and which of the four water systems the customer was in. The water rate study the AWA used to justify the current increase calls for similar 30% increases each year over the next 5 years. Most of last night's meeting was devoted to a public hearing on the rate increase. Members of the public entirely against it. Many people urged the AWA board to either hold off on approving the increase or decreasing the amount. Ione Council member Dominic Atlin said the increase was, quote, too much, too soon, and too fast. Now, at some points in the meeting, members of the audience would try and shut down AWA board members as they attempted to discuss the issue. Now, despite the public protest, ratepayers fell short of the numbers needed to block the increase. Under Prop 218, if half or around 4,100 customers submitted protests, the increase could be blocked. Well, the agency only received 821 written protests, less than a fourth of what was needed. The board then approved the increase on a vote of 5-0. The Water Agency Board plans to consider an increase in its wholesale water rates. That would affect residents of Plymouth and Jackson. They'll do that at a separate meeting in August.
And the Amador Board of Supervisors authorized the clearing of a homeless encampment located on county-owned property off Wicklow Way near Walmart. County officials are authorized not only to clear the area of all items, including trash and personal belongings, but to erect barricades on the property to discourage further access. The item was discussed at the Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday. Following testimony from county law enforcement, fire and facilities staff, as well as citizens concerned over public safety, the supervisors unanimously authorized up to $40,000 in spending to address the encampment. The supervisors also approved edits to the county's policy on dealing with the cleared material. Items deemed junk and trash can be disposed of right away, while items identified as useful personal possessions must be held by the county for a certain period of time, depending on their value, and people be allowed to reclaim that property.
Amador County Public Health reports 57 more cases of COVID-19 since last Tuesday's update, bringing the total lab confirmed case count to 1,958. The current cases include 20 children under the age of 18, 25 aged 18 to 49, 10 50 to 64, and 2 65 and older. 725 cases confirmed in 2021 to date. Now, two residents of the county currently hospitalized with COVID-19. Over 34,900 doses of vaccine have been administered to Amador residents to date. 63.6% of eligible county residents 12 and older have had at least one dose, Over 15,850 are fully vaccinated. Well, this week, a vaccine pop-up site will be offered at the county fair Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6. Both the Pfizer vaccine and Johnson & Johnson single dose will be offered. No appointment necessary. Stay safe while visiting the fair. And if not already vaccinated, masks still required indoors. Because of the rise in cases and more contagious Delta variants circulating in Amador, even those vaccinated who are at high risk for severe disease or who live with someone who is not vaccinated should strongly consider wearing a mask indoors while in public. Everyone exhibiting symptoms, even fully vaccinated, should isolate and get tested.
And Caltrans and the CHP plan to reopen Highways 4 and 89 in Alpine County today. There will be no access, though, to U.S. Forest Service lands. There is still firefighting work being done in many, many, many areas, so it's best to avoid the area. But if you must, use caution and reduce speeds on roadways, as firefighting vehicles will also be sharing the roadway. Additionally, utility companies will work to restore services and repair damaged equipment. These repairs may require road closures up to 2 hours and without notice. These repairs are scheduled from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. beginning this Saturday through Monday. Remember now, for the safety of workers and other motorists, please be work zone alert.
Well, the Calaveras Sheriff Office recently eradicated nearly $2 million in illegal marijuana. On July 7th, the Marijuana Enforcement Unit served a search warrant at Riata Way and Angels Camp, seizing 617 growing marijuana plants with an estimated value exceeding $802,000. Now, on the same day, another search warrant served off Liberty Valley Road and Railroad Flat. Deputies seized 40 growing plants, 146 pounds of processed marijuana, over 7 grams of suspected cocaine, 62 grams of suspected psilocybin mushrooms. And I always do pronounce that wrong, folks, but that is the magic mushrooms, or hallucinogenic, as many people know them. Now, the estimated value of the seized marijuana at that site exceeds $65,000. The following day, a search warrant served off Hedgepeth Road in Valley Springs, where 236 growing plants were seized, with an estimated value exceeding $236,000. July 14th, the search warrant served on Panhandle Road in Glencoe. 389 growing plants, 67 pounds of processed marijuana were seized, value estimated at $319,000. And the final search warrant served on the 15th at a home off La Contenta in Valley Springs. Deputies seized 530 growing plants, 54 pounds of processed marijuana, with an estimated value of $759,000. The Calaveras Sheriff Office encourages anyone with knowledge of illegal marijuana operations to call their anonymous marijuana tip line at 754-6870.
And no varsity football this year for Bret Hart. After holding off for as long as they could, the 2021 football season came to an end Monday without a down played. Because of low numbers, the Bullfrogs will not field a varsity football team. However, it will have a JV team that is made up of freshman, sophomore, and junior players. While the number of younger players is strong, it was the lack of senior players that was a factor in not having a 2021 varsity team. And while not having a varsity team for a season is less than ideal, the Bullfrogs are in a very unique position to be able to start from scratch and lay a foundation that could be quite beneficial a few years down the road. And what about the senior players? Well, there are two. Because a varsity sport is not offered, they will be able to transfer to another school that has a varsity program without any penalties if they wish. However, another major issue that Bret Hart will face is scheduling. With Bret Hart not fielding a varsity team, some schools on their schedule have already dropped the Bullfrogs and replaced the team with a school that has both sets of teams. There is concern that more teams will opt out too. The hope, though, is that Bret Hart will have enough players in 2022 to field a varsity team, and Monday's decision will be a one-time thing.
And show off your Amador fair spirit. The 2021 Kids Day Parade tomorrow, opening day of this year's county fair. Parade participants line up at Plymouth City Hall between 8 and 8:30. Prizes awarded for the best theme costume. This year's theme, back in the saddle again. Judging will be held at 9 a.m., the parade at 9:15, ending at the fair's flagpole in front of the KVGC broadcast stage at about 9:30. Now, everyone who enters, kids and adults alike, get into the fair for free. Please note, dogs not permitted on grounds. They need to be left home while you participate in the parade and attend the fair.
And that, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.